To remediate means to fix. And the usual approach has been to sort of, quote, fix disability by doing something to change the person, like providing intensive instruction or therapy. So take the dyslexic student. There are some very specific and effective ways to teach reading decoding skills to kids with dyslexia. But if disability is located in the interaction between the person and the environment, we can address the problem of disability from the other direction. We can change the environment. And this is essentially what compensation is. It's about changing the task demands, how an activity is expected to be done in a particular environment, not just the physical, it's the social, cultural, the institutional expectations. So for the student with dyslexia, we change the visual environment of reading into an auditory environment using audiobooks or text-to-speech software. We need to think about remediation and compensation because we need to change the mismatch between the person and their environment. And if we just focus on changing the person, remediation, it doesn't address the whole problem. We need to increase students' skills, but we also need to decrease barriers that the environment places in their way. I'd like to talk about the idea of the balance between remediation and compensation. I think the balance between the two is usually inside the activity itself in what are called the task demands. So sometimes it is a wholesale switch for some functions. A wheelchair, for example, completely replaces the mobility function of walking. But most of the high incidence AT we use in schools is compensatory for only one or two of the task demands that are inside a particular activity. So take my favorite tool, speech recognition, for example. It compensates for, completely removes actually, the physical task demands of transcription, both handwriting and typing, and completely removes the cognitive task demand of spelling. But it does absolutely nothing to compensate for the most important cognitive task demand of writing, which is communicating in a coherent and logical way. We could also think about text-to-speech or audiobooks this way. They compensate for the visual task demands of seeing print and the cognitive task demand of decoding, but they don't compensate for the cognitive task demand of comprehension, which usually still needs to be worked on through skill-building strategies, in other words, remediation. So it's important, I think, to understand that the balance between remediation and compensation is often something that we find inside the activity itself. It's not this either-or approach for the whole activity. And using AT doesn't usually mean that there's nothing left to work on in terms of skills. So using the compensation doesn't mean that you also aren't doing remediation. There are plenty of skills to work on still, and I think a lot of times with AT, then we can focus on the most meaningful task demands of an activity, like comprehension for reading or composition for writing, rather than sort of getting stuck on lower level skills that we could just as well allocate to technology. I think it matters that we're always doing both. But I do think that the balance between these approaches shifts as the student gets closer to graduating. Because after graduation, the opportunities for working on skill building are quite limited. We're expected to have those skills. So we need to prepare students with disabilities to advocate for the environmental changes, which would be the reasonable accommodations that are afforded under the Americans with Disabilities Act. I do think this means switching our focus and their focus to compensation during high school.